Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks, Mr. Curiosity, and it is Mr. Curiosity. I'm all alone except for Sean here, and you're working the technical stuff. I mean, where is everybody?
I don't know. Maybe they forgot.
No. See,
the
folks,
weather's nice. They took off for the weekend.
See, folks, this is my pain. And if you watch on YouTube, you'll see empty seats, Sean and me right here. And I said 5-10 minutes ago, oh, Mindy, Nikki, John, it's time. You know what I hear from Nikki or Mindy? She's like, ooh, I forgot. Ooh, I forgot. This is our world, Sean.
I feel bad that I'm not good enough. Just me. A one-on-one, the one-on-one everybody's been waiting for.
Okay, you're
the
right. You're right.
Have a seat. One-on-one interview.
Screw them.
Sean,
all right, Sean.
And Joe.
Sean, what is your background? Where did you start? Let's go back, Sean, before we answer these questions. Keep them coming, by the way. Brownbag@WNEP.com. Remember, this is only as good, interesting, and fun as the people make it. So brownbag@WNEP.com. Ask us, Sean, these questions could be relationship advice. Gossip here at NewsWatch 16, corporate structure dynamics, weather science questions. We'll take anything.
You name it. We'll answer
you
it.
You name it. All right.
We'll give it our best shot.
All right. So, you want to do a one-on-one until they get here. This is
deep dive, Joe.
Deep dive. All right. So you were born when?
I was born April 17th, 1978 in Binghamton, New York.
Whoa. I didn't know about the Binghamton.
At Lord's Hospital.
But back up, because you said April 17th.
Yeah.
So you just had a birthday, and not only you just told me moments ago it's your anniversary. Is that why you got married in April too? Because it's a big.
It's exactly 10 days after my birthday, yeah. So I'll never forget.
I'm sure it's not about forgetting, but did you say I want to get married because my existence on planet Earth is tied to us joining legally together, and I want April to be my month.
No. All about me. April's all about me. No, April's a nice month. The weather tends to be better, less April's, chance of, you know, maybe some rain, but it was a beautiful day.
Well, so what did yeah, it's the end of the torturous time and the beginning of the good time. So it's a rebirth, and it's a rebirth of your life and your love and your commitment.
Yeah, that's exactly why we 100% why we planned it. And it was one of two available weekends at the venue we were.
Ah, there it is. That's what it always comes down to, just how the best deal you can get for your wedding. As I stir up the questions, I don't think we're ready for this yet. So you're born in Binghamton.
Yep.
And because you're a Susquehanna County guy, and that's the nearest hospital.
I mean, there's a hospital in Susquehanna.
Is there?
Barnes Caisson.
Is it like the
that's where my sister was born.
I would picture a hospital in Susquehanna County like the manger Jesus was born in. Like there's some animals, there's some sheep, there's some hay.
Yeah, it's like it's a combination human / animal hospital. It's both.
No, but I just picture. I don't know.
I mean, I would say it's a pretty decent hospital.
Oh, okay,
like
all right.
For being in a rural community, it was a good sized hospital.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's say you needed major surgery. I don't know. You have. You need your arm amputated.
I mean, I guess if I needed my arm amputated, I'd go to whatever hospital I could. Okay. I mean, an emergency is an emergency. If I had like a pre-planned
God forbid,
major
you have,
heart surgery
yeah,
or
let's
something,
say that.
I might plan it somewhere else.
No, okay.
I don't know. They may have a really great, what are they, cardiothoracic surgeons?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. So to the cardiologist out there.
I'm not familiar with the doctors. The last time I was in that hospital, I remember it was friends of mine whose mother worked at the hospital, and we're just like visiting her.
Okay.
We're sitting in the waiting room of the office she worked in, and there's this little kid sitting there across from us just staring at us, and his like nose has this huge like bump on like by the nostril, and like in a like clogged nose, we're like, what happened? He's like, I have a bee in my nose. He sniffed a flower and a bee went up his mouth.
So the bee goes in the nostril, bites him internally.
It's still in there. He said, I have a bee in my nose. And then we went on our way. We're like, all right, good luck with that.
You see, folks,
that might be the last time I was there.
If you need good care, there's nothing wrong with your local hospital.
Absolutely not.
The thing is,
it's good to have. Hey,
do you think that stereotype is accurate? Like anyone, like God forbid, I need heart surgery. Who expected this? I'm going to Philly. That's where the best doctors are. Like, you wonder, does that mean small towns can't have the most brilliant, skilled people?
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure they have very adequate doctors that can handle whatever.
I know, it's terrible. Do we rank doctors by the population and economic dynamics of where they choose to work? That's horrible.
I think it's just that. I don't know. Maybe it is that kind of a stereotype or a fear that, you know, a smaller hospital may not have the capabilities of a larger hospital. But you know.
Are the best meteorologists in the big cities? Local boy like me can't be considered a thorough, engaging, knowledgeable meteorologist because I'm just a small towner? Maybe. Do I have to go to Philly? Do I have to go to New York to prove myself? Do I have
to
be?
I would love to see you on like network, not morning. Like
I couldn't
severe
do that.
Weather coverage.
I couldn't do that because it's all so fake. I'm here to say
this
right
guy
now.
Goofing around when there's like an. EF,
I'd want to goof
whatever.
Around, yeah, and then be
no more goofing around, Snedeker. Get serious. Start wearing pants. No more cracks. There's hundreds of millions of people in the path of the storm, and you're shooting off smoke bombs.
So it wouldn't work.
No.
All right, so maybe it is going to be you and me. Now, where are these guys?
Where's everybody? Can you text somebody? I left my phones over there.
Yeah, but we're doing this now. You're saying, could we text somebody? You want me to run out and get them?
No, do it. If you want to keep going, you got more questions?
Yeah, let's start a question. You know what? I'm not going to.
That's all you wanted to know.
I
was born? That's it. No, that's it. I got it. All right. When and where I was born. Good enough. We'll keep it real surface level, Joe.
This is
your chance to ask the tough questions. And you're like, yeah, good enough.
He was born in Binghamton. That's all I need to know.
Boring movie.
No, but I hate to say this, Sean.
No, okay.
I hate to say this, but people have an interest in the people they see on the air.
Oh, absolutely.
So a guy who's behind the scenes, you are as much as worth and dynamic as them, but yet people can't relate, maybe.
The information they just received about me is probably all they ever wanted.
Where was he born?
Right now, they're already contemplating just leaving this podcast.
No, they're not. He was born in a manger.
Stick around. Let's make this one the best.
This is going to be the best
ever.
One. Here
tell
you go.
Tell all your friends about it. Download it. Tell everyone to download it just so I can rub it in everyone's face.
Who needs
My
Mindy?
My episode was the episode.
Yes. Who needs John? Who needs Mindy? Who needs that other girl, Nikki?
Make it
Here
happen.
We go. This is from Suzanne Jarrett. So you may not answer this, but was there a falling out with Rob Rave? WNEP Landscaping was always done by Rave, and now it's Kurt with some company called Atlas. What gives? Thank you, Suzanne. Well, Sean.
I'm glad I get to be the one that...
Well. How do we even get into this?
I don't even know. I kind of know.
So when you go through a company, you know, folks, thinking of hospitals, you know how hospitals go. Hospitals are owned by, it's a Geisinger, it's a big corporate entity, and things change. See how I made the relationship between you and your hospital?
Yeah.
So we're a corporate entity. We're owned by different organizations, different corporations. We have different general managers that roll in and roll out. And here the ham and eggers like me and you. We grind out our job every day. So whatever these people decide in those dark rooms down the hall, I don't know.
Right.
But there was no like anger or resentment or Rob Rave, he's done. I don't like his beard. But I don't know. Was it a financial decision? I think I'm pretty sure about this, that Rob Rave used to do what's called a trade. So he would come here in the backyard and he would do all of these great landscaping plantings and setups.
Maintenance and all that kind of stuff.
He used to come in once a week even and be a guest with Tom Clark, if you remember back then. Or once a month maybe. And in exchange, guess what we would do for him?
We get commercials.
He'd get commercials and advertising. Right. So I think that broke down after a while. Why? I don't know. It's pricing, exchange. Who knows? But anyway, then Rob just moved on and our company got someone new. But Rob still comes here once a month. I'm sorry, not once a month. Once a year. Puts up the Christmas tree. Isn't that a great episode?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's still a very good friend of mine. I did not know Rob before this whole thing. We became friends in doing this. What do you think?
Out of fear of getting in trouble, not from the station but from Rob Rave, I want to say that tree is bodacious.
See, I'm texting these.
He's going to send me a cease and desist. Stop using my word. While you text them, I'm going to go grab my tablet.
You're leaving me all alone here.
I can't switch the camera. I left it over there because I didn't think I'd be a guest. Hold on.
I just texted them. See, folks, this will be the best episode because it's so raw and honest. When those idiots get here, we can pick on them. Where were you? We said 10 o'clock Friday. What, are you too busy for this? And now poor Sean has to run around and do 10 different
this
jobs.
This has the very first podcast ever written all over it. We're like 200 and some in. It is like the very first one we've ever done.
It'd be like, look at how raw they were. They didn't even have guests. It was just two guys sitting around waiting.
They're
for
on the same side of the table.
They're on the same.
Why isn't he on the other side?
Wait, this brings up a whole new subject. Forget about the questions. If you go to a restaurant and it's a booth like this.
Oh, never same side.
All right. So, folks, if you're not watching, you're just listening. We're at a table. What looks like a restaurant table with four chairs. Sean and I are on the same side because Mindy and John are usually on the other side. We're waiting for them. Right. So you would never do that?
No, I can't do same side.
What about with your wife? Do you do same side?
No, and she wouldn't do it either.
So you don't do same side with anybody?
Well, we are not same side people.
Get out.
No. Because like we're doing here, we're sitting and we're like turning and
facing
each other.
Yeah, we have to turn and then I have to diss the camera. You're right.
If I'm over there, we can face each other and we can stare into each other's eyes.
Gaze into each other's eyes. So you would never do so. What about on your anniversary?
No. Especially not on my anniversary.
Well, what about you're born in Binghamton? Then what happens?
And then I go home. My parents take me home from the hospital. They take me home to Susquehanna from the hospital. And where I grow up and spend my formative years.
Do they start burping you and
stuff?
I go
to East Stroudsburg University.
Oh, I know. You skipped a lot.
What? No.
Right, so you go to public school in Susquehanna.
Yep.
Graduate.
Yeah, did the sports. Did the
girlfriends.
You know, schools, yep. And went to college.
You still missed a lot there. What about your first car? What was that? What?
My first car was – I drove like – the whatever was like the junkier of the cars my parents have.
Oh, okay. So
the first car I was driving around was a minivan. Plymouth. Was it like a Dodge Caravan kind of thing?
Okay,
with like
all right.
The wood grain on the side.
Gotcha.
But it was great because you could pack like 10 friends in there.
Now, I'm assuming your first, because you're married now, I'm assuming you're heterosexual. Your first date in high school, your first girlfriend, you still know her? You see her? She?
I married her. I still know her. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I see her. She doesn't live locally, so.
No. Nice girl. What does she do now? Do you think she thinks, I wish I nabbed him. I wish I had him as my husband.
Probably not.
No?
No.
You wish.
No.
No. Okay. All right. So then you graduate. You're now in college. Big shot. East Stroudsburg.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. It was East Stroudsburg or Florida State.
Oh.
And I even then knew if I went to Florida State, the likelihood of me graduating on time was going to be slim to none.
Why? No,
it was a huge party school at the time.
Oh, okay. I see. Not
which
because
is part of
your intellectual
reason I applied.
Capabilities.
No, not because I had a great program or anything. Yeah. Because I knew it was a big party school. So.
I didn't know all this, folks. See, you work with someone. If you're listening to this, think about this. The people you work with, you don't know like where they went to college a lot of times, what they were like in high school. We see each other for years, and I really don't care, though.
Chat.
That's the thing.
And I don't care that you don't care. That's the even better part. The fact that you never asked me never bothered me. The fact that we just have to fill time is the whole reason I'm okay.
Oh, no, I do kind of care. I'm still curious. I can't picture a hospital in Susquehanna.
Yeah.
Old building? Windows? Elevator?
Well, yeah, it has windows. Yeah.
Elevator?
Yeah.
Modern elevator.
Oh, yeah, modern elevator. Yeah.
No hay. There's beds.
No, there's legit beds. Yeah.
Cafeteria?
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And then you graduate college and you're 22 years old. You start interning here.
Nope.
Oh,
never interned here. Nope. I interned in Binghamton at the Fox station in Binghamton. And then.
So Fox Binghamton. Now, is that not 12, right?
No, it's 40. Fox 40. Fox well, 40.
This brings up a new subject. You Northern Tier County guys, Binghamton is almost like your place, right?
It's, I mean, growing up, I don't know if it's still the case, but we got both the Scranton channels and the Binghamton channels. I mean, we went to Binghamton more than we ever went to Scranton, like shopping and
things
like
that. Isn't
that
something? Yeah. Because I grew up just north of Carbondale, so we would go to Binghamton, which was like a 45, 50-minute drive, or we can go all the way to Wilkes-Barre, which was kind of like a 45-minute drive. It's like almost right in the middle. Like,
yeah, it's only like 20 minutes to get to whatever.
But mentally, you think New York, far away.
That's it's the last exit in Pennsylvania when you're on 81 North.
All right, watch this. I'm sick of these two now because I just sent them text and still nothing. I'm going to call them.
I think they're mad.
Something's going on here, folks. Let's do a live call with John Meyer. Like, what would they be doing? This is what
they're mad we started without them.
Maybe they're plotting against us, and they're doing a coup. Maybe they have their separate podcast going.
Oh, maybe at the same time.
Now, look at they're not even answering the phone now. This is serious. Maybe they're being reprimanded, and they're in the principal's office. Look at unbelievable.
Hi, this is John Meyer. Leave a message, and I'll call you back.
I doubt it.
Well, let's try Mindy now. Here we go. Folks, so I don't know. I really do think this is the most compelling podcast ever. Here we go. So now it's Mindy's turn. Like, what? Like, how could they not have their phones on them, not answer text, not show up at 10 o'clock, which we said is time to come? Something is up here, Sean. Could we be the last two people on Earth and the entire this podcast studio and the world just ended? And we're like Will Smith?
Maybe.
What was that movie? I Am?
Yeah, something like that.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Wow. You know what?
Ghosted.
Is not available at the tone.
It's your turn. Pick a question. Folks, we're still going to answer your questions. You know why? Because I care. And those two or three don't. Okay? So, Sean and I, let us do the duties here.
This is perfect for me, actually.
Oh, so it's very, very appropriate.
I watch WNEP through the app, even though I hate commercials. Why are the commercials repeated daily, weekly, monthly? A lot of times they're back-to-back. Thank God, G-A-W-D. The Jonathan's Larson's commercial is not being aired that I have noticed. Streaming's different. It's, you know, there's ads that just pop in there from, you know, wherever people buy ad time for, like, streaming.
Okay.
And, you know, our salespeople sell local commercials that show up in there. And then, obviously, you know, you just don't have enough commercials to fill all the space, so they have like kind of backfill commercials that sort of plop in there and fill the time that other people have purchased through whatever services.
You can see why people are confused, because here's what we do as a TV station. We say, oh, watch WNEP. So watch us over the air or cable like it's been for decades, or stream us. And people, even young people, are confused by that term. So if you say stream us, that means on your smart TV, you download the WNEP app. It's free.
It is.
And then you can watch us all day long, 24 hours.
Correct.
And when news is live, we're live on that.
Yes.
But when it's not live, we have things like this.
We'll have replays, or we have Mr. Podcast. Kirasa Podcast. We actually have, like, original content. The Top Secret Forecast that you do, that's only on Plus.
Every morning at, like, what, 9 o'clock?
8:55, just before 9 o'clock,
It's a 10-minute-long forecast, and it's got details that you can't get anywhere else. So stream WNEP, but it's on your TV for free. Download the app.
We have Home and Backyard Cookbook.
That's Home all and Backyard. Recipes.
We're about to start a gardening show that's
all
just
on
Plus.
The streaming channel.
And even better yet, Sunday nights at 6:30, it's original day and time, POL Classics. Classic episodes of POL.
So it's almost like if those folks miss Don Jacobs, he's gone. I used to love watching, 6:30. Now he can still do that.
Yep.
Go on your smart TV, download the app. Plus. It's free. And then at 6:30, relive your past.
And it's all available on demand. You can search for shows. And we have newscasts. If you missed the newscast, you can watch
newscast
from yesterday if you need to. So
yeah. I'm confused about this. And this, you're going to laugh at me. You're going to say, what an idiot. What you put on your phone app, the same exact thing that's airing on streaming?
No.
So that's confusing for people.
Not
so if
always.
I want to stream so on my phone on the app, it's going to be different than what's on my smart TV?
What's streaming live? Like if you go in the app and you hit watch live,
yeah.
Whatever you're seeing live on there is what you would see live on Plus. You just don't have the capabilities of watching anything on demand. So, you know, your kid was on the noon.
Yeah.
And it's 5 o'clock.
You
want to
watch him.
You can't go in the app and easily find that noon show.
But if you want your smart TV,
you go to news and it has past newscasts and 24 hours worth of newscasts are available on demand on there. So you can hit, see, click that, the noon and watch it all
year. That is a little confusing. And to add more to the confusing, and then we have our digital station, 16.2. But that, right. What's that?
That's completely separate. Yeah, that's just on air.
And there's no
cable.
News.
I don't, maybe satellite carries it. But
are there any newscasts on there? Or is it just
the 10 o'clock.
Just
our 10 o'clock news is on there.
See, yeah. And you'll wonder why people are confused. Though. One newscast on our digital station.
On WNEP2, the 10 o'clock news.
That's it.
Sometimes we'll like simulcast, you know, or a lot of times during football season, we might have our 6 and 7 o'clock news on WNEP2 because we're constantly preempted by sports.
So this is confusing, though. So if you put on.
But it's always, all this stuff is always on, the 10 o'clock is on WNEP+. If you go to WNEP+, it's like the one place you'll see everything. In one place.
So, folks, just go on your smart TV and
Roku,
download
Fire
the
TV, Fire Apple TV,
Roku.
The things,
just download the app. Everything's free. Yep. You'll no longer. And then cut your cable.
Yeah, if you haven't
cut
already.
Cut your cable.
A lot of people
it's all
in the area,
free. Yeah. Come on, baby. All right. Somehow this thing popped out, and I never got to it. So will humanity ever develop the technology to explore deeper into space, submerge into the lowest depths of the ocean, or visit the core of the Earth? So much curiosity. Mike from Hanover Township.
I'm glad I didn't get that one.
I got the answers to all these. So explore deeper into space, definitely. I mean, Voyager 1 and 2, which were released in the 1970s, that's leaving our solar system. That's going to move on forever and ever and ever. There's nothing to stop it. Once you put something in motion in space, these probes keep going. But
until
the problem is
–
well, yeah. The problem is between – our star and solar system and the next star, there's 4 light years of space, which means there's nothing there.
No, like
nothing.
Meteors or asteroids.
Well, maybe
or any
just
of that
some
kind of
interstellar
stuff.
Dust, but
some other planets trash.
No,
floating our way?
Unlikely. So if you travel at the speed of light, which you can't, it would take 4 years just to leave our solar system. These things are only traveling at tens of thousands of miles an hour. It's gonna take them hundreds of thousands of years even to get to the next star. So there's a lot of space in space, and we're not going to discover much until we learn how to travel at the speed of light, which can't happen anyway. But so trust me, that's
you
not happening.
You think that would have some negative impacts on your body?
Yeah, you become infinitely massive, and then you convert yourself to energy, so you can't travel at the speed of light. All right, submerge to the lowest depths of the ocean. What about that, Sean? We've already done that.
Yeah, I mean,
the completely. Deepest part is the Marianas Trench. We've been to the bottom, so there's we've explored the oceans now.
Nailed it.
To great resolution.
Are we talking about humans, though, or just in general?
Humans have been to the bottom of the deepest ocean.
All the way to the bottom?
All the way to the bottom.
Humans have?
Yeah,
really?
Humans have. Hmm. So it's dark, it's cold, it's dimly lit when you have your lights on these submersibles.
Crazy fish with the little light bulb.
That's right. We've been there.
Yeah.
The last one is never, ever going to happen. We're not going to go to the core of the Earth.
I mean, I've seen
the
movie.
The core of the Earth. Bruce
I saw
Willis.
That documentary, The Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about that. So the Earth is 8,000 miles across. Picture that, 8,000 miles across or 4,000 miles to the center. How far do you think we have gone down in your great East Stroudsburg wisdom? The deepest a human has gone into the Earth so far.
This isn't including the ocean. Would this include the bottom of the ocean, though? Yeah,
if you want to include that,
right?
I mean, well, I'm talking about like not counting
miles?
Water. I'm counting into the crust. Like
20
the,
miles? The 10 miles?
Seven. And the Russians have their Kola borehole. So we have not even gone 10 miles down into the crust of the Earth. The Earth is 4,000 miles to the center. Once you get a few, miles in, 5, 10, 15, it's hot.
I was
going to
say,
it's
when is it
rock.
So hot, you're just
yeah, so now
vapor.
We're thousands of degrees. And what folks don't realize, in the center of the Earth, there's a ball as big as the moon of metal. That's it. Nickel and iron. That's 10,000 degrees. So you couldn't even build something to plow through that, never mind put a human into that. So, and it's dense as heck. So humans will never get to the center of the Earth. There's nothing there but hot, dense rock and metal. You couldn't even do that. But space, maybe, and the ocean we've done. So hope that answered that. Now, should one of us go and see what's going on? Because I'm really getting confused now. They're not answering my calls.
Do you want me to go ask? I'll go ask them.
How about you? You just do this.
Just answer questions? They're not here for me, Joe.
See, I want to run out there and abuse them. You have to go out there and abuse them.
I'll abuse them as nicely as I can.
Oh, see, all right. Howard, I answer this question if it's sufficient while you go.
Okay.
Let's see. If it's not a good question, though, then it's not going to work. Here we go. This is a good one. I can handle this one without you. All right. I'll be back. He's going to get some guests here, folks, because Mindy and John are too cool for the podcast today. If you had to be stuck on a desert island, asks Derek Rains, with one member of the Brady Bunch, who would you choose? That's Derek from Mountaintop. Wow, I'm glad no one's here to judge me. Now, it all depends on a lot of things. How old am I? How old are they? I mean, I'd like to be stuck on a desert island with Marsha, but not Marsha then. She's underaged. The mom, she seemed like a nice person. Alice. Who's the butcher? The butcher seemed like a nice guy. Sam? Fred? I don't know. But it would definitely be one of the ladies. I don't know. Does that make me a bad person? Now, remember, I'm stranded there. So my wife's out of the picture. If I'm on a desert island the rest of my life, I'm going to pick, if she's older, I'm going to go with Marsha. Or I'm going to go with Alice.
Nowhere to be found.
They're just not even there. Yeah. Folks, something happened. They're missing now from the newsroom.
And I'm also switching to the other side.
All right, perfect. So now we're not like
I don't want to be
two people on the same. All right, this is good.
I've done as much as I can sitting there.
You know what? I think you're right. This is the best podcast
ever.
Not
that I don't love you.
No, and not that we're in any way like awkward, homophobic or anything.
Much
you can, yeah, this is it. Now I'm looking at you eye to eye.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a tough one to answer. So Derek wants to know if you had to be stranded on a desert island for the rest of your life with one member of the Brady Bunch, who would it be?
Does Alice count?
I brought her up. I think she's built into this, I think if you're stranded there for the rest of your life, our wives are out of the picture.
I mean, you'd like to take advantage of the situation. I pick Alice because I feel like she could help do a lot of things to help keep us alive. And also
because
her boyfriend
she can cook.
And her boyfriend's a butcher.
Sam
the butcher.
He's not there though.
I'm sure she learned some skills from him. We, you know,
to
assuming there's animals, there's
butcher
animals
a wild
on
hog.
Yeah, sure.
See, and I'm saying this as a red-blooded American male. If I'm not going to hang on an island for the rest of my life with Greg,
I mean, if not Alice, it's Marsha.
What about the mom?
It's Marsha.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's going to be Marsha. Really? Maybe Mrs. Brady.
Are they underaged? I want them now. I'm not going to be on a desert island with a 16-year-old girl. So if now she's our age, my age at least.
Yeah.
So if it was then, even the mom, I'll take. She seems like a nice woman. Yeah. And then Alice. But if it's not underage, I'll take anybody but Cindy. She seemed like a whiner.
She'd be complaining the whole time. She'd be complaining. Like, I'm swimming for it. I'll be back with help.
So, folks, just so you understand what's happening now, in the newsroom.
I don't even see them in there.
Something's going on. So you're listening to a podcast that something major has happened. Mindy's gone. John's gone. Was Nikki there?
Yeah.
No.
No. Nobody.
I wonder if I was supposed to be at a meeting or something.
There are people there.
No. Where would they?
I don't have a meeting.
And they reject phone calls and texts? Something is so weird, but we're already a good 20 minutes into this thing, 30. So let's keep going. We'll finish it. I think it's the best podcast ever.
That's what it's going to be called, by the way. Best episode ever episode. Keep an eye out, folks, and make sure you tell everyone to download
everyone.
It. So can rub it in all their faces. My episode was the best episode ever.
And look, no one's offended. No one's offended. All right, what do you got?
Hey, it's Mike from Hanover.
Mike from Hanover. Is he... He didn't send money.
So, all right. Hey, we're learning a little bit about everyone today. You learned a little about me.
Your history.
We're going to learn a little bit about Mike from Hanover.
I love it. Here we go.
He fulfills and packs orders at his job, and he was wondering why the large boxes on top of the pallets are called Gaylords. Also, what is a pike in terms of roads and highways? Like a turnpike.
Oh, this is good.
I'm not familiar with like warehouse.
No, but the term Gaylord, I thought that was just a name.
Maybe it's just, don't know. Is it?
I'm looking it up right
after,
now.
Is it named after the person who maybe created that large box?
Have you ever heard that the top package never is heard called that Gaylord?
But I don't work like I've never had a like a warehouse job, so I'm totally unfamiliar there.
Gaylord
Pike
meaning
is just you know.
All right, the name Gaylord of Norman French origin means joyful or high spirited, derived from the old French word gallard, been used as a surname. So I see it as a name. I don't see anything dealing with packaging here.
No.
So we have to maybe look deeper into this. Now, so the Pike thing has me interested.
Pike, I mean, that was just always a term for like a roadway. Like, I mean, I don't know that.
Turnpike. Why European. Is it a turnpike? Why
a turnpike?
Yeah, why know. Isn't it just a pike?
Why not just pike?
I think I did this in WhamCam, and you can see how much I pay attention to my own pieces. Well, I forgot the answer. Why is it called? Wait. Look who's strutting down the hall now.
Thank God the floundering can end. Sorry, all folks. Right. This podcast is about to get
way
worse.
Hey, it was nice dealing with everyone. We'll see you later. No, John, wait a minute. So here he comes. Wait a minute. I asked my colleagues, hey, could you stop by 10 Friday? Yeah, sure. We'll see you there. Now, I call both of these guys. No answer. I text both of them. No answer. I say 10 o'clock on Friday. No response.
Are we live?
I say,
we've been for 31 minutes.
Are you serious?
We've been doing what's called the best episode ever without you two.
See ya.
Yeah.
Best episode ever episode.
So now.
Learned all about my life. We had a nice
one-on-one. Yeah, we had a whole
one-on-one. There was crying. There was laughter.
Tears.
I had it all.
Laughter.
Wow.
If anything, what you did, you two, is proved yourself dispensable.
Wow.
That's all you did.
Well, it's Friday. Let's get out of here.
I know.
That's what I thought happened. I said the weather's nice.
So then.
They made a break for it.
I say, Sean, maybe just go check where they are. He goes in there. There's nobody around. I'm calling you guys. I'm texting you guys. Not even visible.
And then we're getting nervous.
Now we're
you should have looked like, in the boss's office. We were in a
well,
meeting.
I saw the door was closed.
I figured something was
I saw the door was closed.
Am I in trouble?
Yeah.
No. So you guys called into the boss's
office. We got snagged, and she was looking for you, too, and she couldn't find you.
Oh,
so
perfect. So this was – oh, my
gosh. Great.
Oh.
This kept you out of a meeting.
Best podcast ever. Yes. So what happened? Could you say it on
– Not really. We'll talk to you later.
Is it serious or no?
It's serious.
John, she's trying to bust me. Is it something it's I should fine. Be concerned about?
Yes.
Always be concerned. Anytime a boss is involved, get concerned.
I don't like the looks.
It could go bad.
Is this something with the smoke bomb?
No.
No, okay. That's what I thought it was going
to
be.
We totally thought it was the smoke bomb. It had nothing to do with
had
that.
Nothing
all right,
Mindy,
to do that. We've answered enough, okay. So yeah, you guys are right. Up.
I feel like I've missed out on
first
a lot.
First of all, did you guys ever hear the term Gaylord for a box on top of other boxes in packaging?
Mike from Hanover said he fulfills like and
he works in
packages
warehouse.
And stuff, and he says the box on top of a pallet's called a Gaylord, and I don't know.
I did
it's
not
Gaylord,
know that.
I only know as a name, and we looked
never,
it up. And
I didn't know.
I don't know much about the warehouse side of things.
Here we go, Mindy.
Is it possible that any of these things can be a good experience? We've got a webinar, a luncheon.
No.
A workshop.
Nope.
Your thoughts.
Nope.
Jason Wolf.
He's one of our own.
Is that our Jason?
Yeah,
he's a coworker.
Right. Now remember, so included
can any of these
in our
things
brown bag
be considered
could
be, good.
Yeah, these could be from our colleagues too. So that's one. All right, go through them again and be. So, let's be honest.
Webinar?
No, that's impossible.
Well, I bet Sean likes those.
It depends.
That's
on
your
what
business.
It depends on what the subject is, I guess.
Maybe if it was with Marsha.
Maybe.
See, you missed the previous
question. Yeah, you guys should have been here. Yeah, let's start
is she
doing
an ex-girlfriend or what?
Maybe.
Maybe you'll never
we're
know.
We're going to start referencing
do we have to listen to the podcast?
Yes, you have to listen to the podcast.
So, a luncheon.
To me, luncheons.
There is the food part. So, no matter what it's about, you at least get the food.
To me, that's like my wife's kind of thing. I don't like luncheons.
Well, we invited you to one the other day, and you decided not to come.
I'll say this. I don't like anything that's centered around eating.
Yeah.
I think of a luncheon as something that's like an organized event, whether it's a work thing or like some, you know, business thing or
yeah, it always
like
has
that.
Some type of business discussion implication.
Yeah.
There's an ulterior motive to the food. There's
something else. Food is almost like a smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to give you something
else.
Get
them there with the food.
Then. You will get them. What's the third one?
So the next one is workshop.
The workshop, definitely no. Workshops are the worst thing human beings have ever invented.
Well, like Sean says, it depends on the. I mean, what if like one time I went to a birding workshop.
And I hope she's trying to be funny.
And I got to learn more about migratory birds.
Is she being funny now?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I did. Right. I went to a birding workshop.
If you're choosing to go to any of these things because it's something you're interested in, is one thing. If you have to go to those things, I'm sure none of them would
be. I'm
going to
put that at the – okay. So if the coronavirus was somehow man-created in a Chinese lab, undocumented, we don't have the facts yet, then that is the worst thing humans have done. But workshops are second.
Workshops are
especially
second.
A bird workshop.
Close second workshop.
Especially right. A bird workshop.
I think that when you hear those words, if you work in corporate America at all, you cringe at all of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Come on.
Because if you're in a corporate office, which we are part of corporate America, we're owned by a big company, and then you get an email about a workshop webinar or something, you immediately curl up and like – And I've been on some that are all right. They can be a little interesting, some here and
they
there.
They can be helpful.
But your immediate reaction is like, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, and it's, you know, sometimes they're during a time in your day where it might be you're the most busiest, but you have to be at this thing.
Almost
and the
always.
Whole time you're thinking about
almost
now
always.
I have to catch up on the 2 hours of stuff always. That I, you know, it's.
Yeah.
I'm going to put wedding on that list, too. But that's
well, that's to you.
Your own or a guest?
Any. Even my own.
Even your own. I'm surprised you went to your own.
I'm surprised I went to my own wedding, too.
Oh, we talked about that, too. We talked
oh,
about
really?
My wedding and everything.
Wow, they covered a lot of space.
Yeah. Did you guys know there's a hospital in Susquehanna?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I've been there.
He said there's a manger on the bottom floor.
Really?
It's so old, yeah.
A manger.
A manger. Just like that's where they
give birth. That's where they give. It says Jesus slept here.
Oh, wow. That's
all
crazy.
Right. Here's one.
All right.
From Don in Wilkes-Barre. Why are some roads very curvy? Why couldn't they make them without curves? Don, if you want roads without curves, Mindy has somewhere she'd love to take you.
If you would like to come to Iowa.
Oh, wait. That's a good point.
And yes, they are straight as the day is
no
long.
No reason for a curve in Iowa.
They just go straight. You just keep going. You end up in Nebraska.
I go. I don't have to turn.
Exactly.
I mean, reality is, Don.
Don, watch what you ask for because you don't want that.
Cornfields and straight gravel roads.
And then when you get to that four corner, and there's could be a left turn, maybe a right turn, guess what? It's more straight.
It is more straight.
It's then more straight.
Yep.
And there's a Walmart maybe 30 miles down the road.
What about the Dollar General in Simpson?
And maybe the Dollar General you're going to run into, and maybe if you're lucky, a John Deere factory.
They have a lot of those too. Yeah.
We need
and
curves.
It is fascinating when you go and look at a map of the Midwest because it really is.
It is a grid pattern.
Just grids of roads. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is.
If you have curves, it means you have running water. You have mountains. You have obstacles.
You have topography.
Cities. You have topography of cities. You have people. You have interesting things. That's why we have curves.
There's
private
interesting
property.
Things in Iowa too, right?
There are lots of interesting things in Iowa. We have
bird workshop.
A couple of trees.
How about that bird workshop? Where was the bird workshop? Where was that?
That was at Keystone College.
Oh,
it was
that's
really
nice.
Good.
No, that is nice.
We did a whole tour, and we saw different birds.
So you signed up for that?
I did. My whole family did.
Did you learn anything about my favorite bird, the tufted titmouse? Or
no, I didn't see one of those. Okay. I didn't see those.
Crow? You know, sorry.
I'm
just going to get back to
we're
this.
We're talking ornithology. Leave us alone.
It is fascinating when you see, you know, like in Florida, when they're building roads and stuff like that, that they're just
even Florida, very boring.
Putting
straight.
In some sand and building. Because anytime you go in Florida, they're building a new road because all of Florida is growing and growing and growing. And then you think of here to put in an interstate and how much work and what you have to go around and all that. And then you've got winter to maintain it, water running off mountains to control and all that kind of stuff. So it's a big difference.
Mm-hmm. And you're working against time, too. And I know everybody knows this, but where I live, and I'm on my way to Merle Cernowski Park, I have to go around this big curve to get to the park. And guess what it curves around in the road? A cemetery.
Mm.
So the cemetery was there first, and now you have to build a road. You can't
You can't just dig up the bodies?
Not yet. It's gotta go around. Just dig up the bodies.
I'm sure it's been done.
Maybe after time. Not enough time has passed.
Oh, okay.
I can see maybe in 300-400 years, they'll just go, let's go right through.
Well, and I think for some interstates, they probably have.
Oh, yeah.
Just get rid of it. Move the bodies. I bet you for some big projects.
Eminent domain, right?
Yeah. But in Iowa, though, it is very easy to learn how to drive. I remember thinking that when I was teaching my kids how to drive here.
There's more things you don't think about.
That's a good point.
It was scary. It was like all these curves and hills and blah, blah, blah. In Iowa, it was so easy to learn how to drive.
That's why you could drive at 14.
That's right. Yeah. I drove at 14.
Were there a lot of cemeteries in Iowa? I don't picture that.
They do have a lot of cemeteries, yes.
Because you know what you don't see?
They're not as old, though.
Not as
old. No. We don't have like the many 1700s and things like that.
In Florida, not a lot of cemeteries.
No.
Because the water table's so high.
Yeah.
Memorial gardens and memorial parks.
Do they have to, like, bury people on top of each other?
You do see buildings like that.
Yeah. No basements, no cemeteries.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to get cremated or are you going to be buried? You don't want to talk
about that. I want to be cremated and put in a tree. Like, you know, like how they do that? They put you in, like, a pot.
Yeah, I've seen that. And then, yeah, you're.
And then you become the tree.
What about if you were mixed with
deep?
What about if you were mixed with bird seed and then delivered at like a workshop for birds, mixed in.
But then you turn into Birdie Doo Doo.
Right. So? And then that,
and then that becomes a tree.
Okay, that works.
Sean, I hate to tell them this, but we have to end
this
already.
We're at 41 minutes.
All right, so we'll let them go. But you guys are newbies.
Who's up?
It's you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sean's up. See how this thing is overflowing?
Do you like the idea of becoming a tree, John? Is that something on your radar?
I didn't even think about getting cremated or anything.
No?
I haven't thought of that yet. I don't know if it matters.
Why is human nature, thinking of that already?
Because here's why, Sean. Here's what goes on in everybody's head. I mean, John, death is something that happens to other people.
Yeah.
That's what everybody really thinks.
That is true.
You know?
It's
our way of coping, I think.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why would you want to dwell on it?
Yeah.
It's never going to happen to you. It's other people.
Yeah.
Okay?
The Pope just passed away recently.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
I was just thinking of people who died that you just think of.
But then I just got off the phone with a 103-year-old World War II veteran who walks 140 miles a month.
You're kidding.
And we're going out for a walk with him on Tuesday for an On the Pennsylvania Road.
A what now?
140 miles he walked in March. Oh, just every day he goes for a walk.
Is that right?
So what's 140 divided by 30? I can't do the math that fast.
Well, that's like
almost 50.
Yeah, that's like
some miles a day.
Almost
5 miles. That's amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
So we're all weather, did he say he goes?
If it was bad weather in March, then he would do it around
double.
The house.
Oh, he's
walking around the house.
Wow.
So we're going for a walk with him. But that just shows he's not thinking about death.
Yeah.
He's living life to the fullest.
So, yeah.
It's a great day to be alive.
We can't dwell on death,
Joe.
Well, because it's not going to happen to any of us.
Exactly.
Not to any of us.
So if you listen to this when it drops, tomorrow is when you're going to see that story. Are you shooting it Tuesday?
Shooting it tomorrow. Runs Wednesday.
Runs Wednesday. All right.
I'm going to see that story.
Wednesday.
Unless I'm dead.
Thanks.
So this might be a good one to end on after the death talk. This is from Suzanne. She asks, so do you call it a sub or a hoagie?
Oh, that's
I grew up with that glorious sandwich called a hoagie, a 6 or 12-inch sandwich on a semi-hard roll with lunch meat, lettuce, tomato, mayo, no oil to sog up the bun, though. But some call it a sub. I think a sub is the hot or warm variety, like meatball sub or chicken parm sub. What is your opinion?
We're all Northeasters except for her, so I'm curious as to—
Well, his vernacular is different, too.
Yeah, but what happened? Would anyone ever say hoagie in Iowa? No.
No, they would say sub.
They would say
and
sub.
And that goes cold or hot. Yeah.
So the word hoagie, you never heard in your life?
I don't know about that, but I didn't use it for
Isn't
sure.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
A grinder, never?
No, never. Grinder, I never heard grinder.
Western Pennsylvania, it's almost all sub.
Even Western PA sub.
Yeah, Western PA. Where I grew up, hoagie is a very specific sandwich.
What is it?
It's ham and cheese with a sauce on a smaller bun.
Really?
Is a hoagie, and that is it. Everything else is a sub.
So I wonder how localized it is, because I never said sub in my life. It was always hoagie.
Hoagie. I remember what in school we used to have. It was hoagie sale.
Hoagie sale. Everything so is hoagie.
We had hoagie
hoagie
sales, but it was that specific hoagie, or there was a sub.
This was like Italian or turkey, I think, but it was all hoagie.
Like I played in a sub tournament every week in basketball in the summer, and you'd win a sub if you
Oh, wow. So yeah, I didn't hear hoagie.
Was hoagie
derived
from, is it like Polish ancestry? Are they using hoagies in
Philly
Europe?
Uses hoagie. Yeah. So
but this area is very deep in the culture, yeah, so I wonder if it's an Eastern European thing.
I don't know.
Sean's on it. We're not going to leave this podcast.
Philly uses hoagie.
Hoagie. No, grinder. Hoagie?
Hoagie.
Hoagie. But
like hoagie. Wawa's big on hoagies.
I love hoagies.
Yeah. All right. So Sean's getting the answer, and then I have a personal question to ask him because we started the podcast just you and I. Let's pretend they're not even here, or we end it.
Can I just add in one little factoid?
Yeah.
When I moved to Maine, they don't have hoagies or grinders or subs.
What do they have?
They call them Italians.
Are you serious?
Even if it's not an Italian. I was so confused. I'm like, do they only eat Italian sandwiches here? But no, it's just called an Italian.
Well, then what do they call Italians?
I don't know why.
No, what do they call Italians? Like if there's an Italian in...
Oh, you mean like the ethnicity? Like
an Italian, yeah, Italian.
An Italian person sitting at a bench in
oh,
front of an Italian.
Oh, they call him an Italian, yeah.
But it gets confusing, though.
They call him a hoagie.
Well, that's
what I thought she said.
That's like if you go to the South and everything's a Coke.
Right.
Even
right.
If
so
it's a
confusing.
7-Up or a Sprite, it's still a Coke
still
in the
a
South.
Coke.
All right, Sean has the answer.
One, forgot about Hero. Hero.
Oh, we did forget
forgot about
Hero.
But,
yeah.
So this says that the origin, the name hoagie, is thought to have originated with Italian immigrants working at the Hog Island Shipyard in Philadelphia during World War I, where they would make sandwiches on long rolls.
That makes sense. So
typically,
it's a Philly
thing. What you would think of as an Italian sub because it usually had like, you know, salami, capicola, things like that.
And that would explain it being up here too, like just an Eastern Pennsylvania thing.
But I think it just any kind of sandwich on a long roll just sort of
became a
hoagie. Yeah. But it's usually like an Italian, like crusty Italian roll and various meats and cheeses and things. The Philly.
Like sometimes you go in the store and it would actually be submarine, it would say on it.
Yeah.
Like for the hoagie, it would have the full word of a submarine. Yep. Ham and cheese submarine, turkey and cheese submarine. Yeah.
See, folks, none of this would happen without you. So please keep the questions coming. The more bizarre, the better. But we give all sorts of topics covered here. So brownbag@wnep.com. We thank you for all the comments. And, Sean, we started this. We're going to end this. Forget these two are here.
Okay. We'll just –
But first, could
you go over there so I can stare lovingly in your eyes?
But just you so you know, the news director is waiting for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What about me?
Friday.
Not you.
I think you're off the hook.
One last thing. Could you do the impression of the kid with the bee in his nose? They won't understand that.
I have a bee in my nose.
That's good. See ya.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.